In Rigby, Idaho, at exactly 11:32 next Monday, the shadow of the moon will completely block the sun, resulting in a total eclipse for 3 minutes. Optometrist Michael Conklin says the event has increased the likelihood people will look directly at the sun.
It's drawing people's attention to actually looking directly at it, and that's when the intensity of that light is so severe that it can burn this hole in your retina. So squinting directly at the sun or looking at it with sunglasses, if you were to look directly at the fireball itself, you would get the same retinal damage.
While solar eclipses occur across the globe every year, the Great American Eclipse will track a path of totality from Salem, Oregon to Charleston, South Carolina. However, most of the nation will only experience a partial eclipse.
You know, I've certainly seen many people in my practice with these burn holes in their retina from looking at a solar eclipse in different parts of the country or the world where they happen to encounter it, not in the path of totality, but where you don't get that total eclipse, but you get a partial eclipse, and they look up at it with the naked eye long enough to get this burn in the retina.
Make sure you have purchased eclipse glasses approved by the International Organization for Standardization, or ISO. Counterfeit producers can easily copy the ISO compliance logo and print it on defective glasses. For a link to a list of credible vendors and more information on eclipse safety, visit our website, upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Julie Kelso.